The Renaissance Festival Podcast, number 21, for the weekend of November 19th through 20th, 2005. Music from Siller and Clark, Jim Hancock, Estampida, Flying Fish Sailors, Cantiga, Craig of Farrington, The Bilge Pumps, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Ali Benson, and the Dubliners Tabby Cats.
As I walk by the dark side one evening so fair, to view the still waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing his song. He said, "Take me away, boys, my time is not long. Wrap me up in my old skins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green." Now Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where fishermen go when they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in my oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. And the sky's always clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with one swish of their tails. You can lie in your hammock, there's nothing to do, 'cause the captain's below, getting drunk with the crew. Wrap me up in my old skins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. There's clubs and there's lassies there too. Well, the girls are all pretty, the beer's always free. There's bottles of rum hanging from every tree. Wrap me up in my old skins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, taking a trip, mates. I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. Well, I don't want a hop nor a hello, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea. I'll play me your guitar as we sail along. The winds in the rings sing me this song. Wrap me up in my oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. Wrap me up in my oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I've seen.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn.
And I'm Kristen Roger. And that was Siler and Clark with Fiddler's Green from A Little Longer. They're at the Devonshire Renaissance Fair.
And next up at the last weekend of the Texas Renaissance Festival is Jim Hancock with Kitty O'Toole from his CD Songs of Love and Other Silly Stuff. Find him at jimhancock.com.
A charming young creature was Kitty O'Toole, the lily of sweet Tipperary, with a voice like a thrush and with cheeks like a rose and a figure as neat as a fairy. I saw her one day, oh, she looked like a queen in the glory of sweet 21. As she sat with McGinty's big arm round her waist, oh, how I envied McGinty. 6 months after that, on a sweet summer day, the boys and the girls were invited by Mickey O'Toole of the cabin beyond to see Kate and McGinty united. And when in the church they were made into one, and the priest gave them blessings in plenty, as she stood with McGinty's big arm round her waist, oh, how I envied McGinty. But the years have gone by now, McGinty is dead. Sure, me heart was all broke up with pity to see her all lonely and mournful and sad. So I went and got married to Kitty. And now when I pass where McGinty is laid, with a stone o'er his head cold and flinty, as he lies there so quiet and peaceful and still, oh, how I envy McGinty.
Hallelujah.
I'm thirsty. These chilly mornings at fair just beg for hot drinks. Let's go get some coffee. Grab your mug.
Nah, I can't. Not out of this mug. It would leak right through, and it's only coated with wax, you know.
Well, really? That's too bad. The leather mug I got from Austin Leatherworks really is fantastic. I can drink coffee out of it now, cold drinks this afternoon, and maybe something a wee bit stronger later this evening at the drum circle. I've had it for years, and it still looks like new.
Can't see it. It's light. It's made out of leather, you say?
Yup, it's leather. And the inside coating is non-toxic and non-leaching, unlike those other mugs that have brewer's pitch and make everything taste funny. It's also better than those mugs you see around most fairs with the plastic inserts. No chance of losing the insert or getting the leather all funky on the inside.
But how do you wash it? Won't it get damaged?
Nope. I just hand wash it in the sink, a bottle brush and a dab of soap. Rinse it good and it's fine.
Does it keep stuff hot?
Sure does, but you can't put it in the microwave. The leather would burn right away. It is flesh. Cold drinks work great in them too.
These look so period, but so practical too. I've never seen anything like this before. Where can I get one?
They're the only people who make them like this. Nobody else knows how. They've even got a huge bombard size that holds a half gallon. But it's like the other ones. You can order them from their website at www.austinleatherworks.com. They take all major credit cards and even PayPal too, so it makes it very convenient.
AustinLeatherworks.com. I'll have to go there right after I get home from the fair.
They have all sorts of other leather goods too. You should check them out. They really do great work.
Johnson had troubles of his own. He had a yellow tomcat who wouldn't leave his home. He tried and he tried to give the cat away. He gave it to a man going far, far away.
But
the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. The corner swore he'd shoot that cat on sight. He loaded up a shotgun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. 97 pieces of the man was all they found.
Still,
the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Then they gave him to a little boy with a dollar note. They told him for to take him on the river in a boat. They tied a rope around its neck, it must have weighed a pound. Now they drag the river for a little boy that's drowned.
However,
the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Then they gave him to a man going way out west. They told him for to take him to the one he loved the best. First the train hit the curve and then it was derailed. Not a soul was left alive to tell the gruesome tale. The cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Then they took him to the place where the meat was ground, and they dropped him in the hopper when the butcher wasn't round. The cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek. The town's hamburger tasted furry for a week. But the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Now the A-bomb fell just the other day, and the H-bomb fell in the very same way. Russia went, England went, and then the USA. The entire human race was gone without a chance to pray. But
the cat came back the very very next day, as the cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away.
Thank you.
that was a long set from artists performing at the Texas Renaissance Festival. The last group there was Cantiga. They were performing The Magic Butterfly from their CD Once Upon a Time. You can find them at cantigamusic.com.
And before that was the Flying Fish Sailors with The Cat Came Back from Loch Ness Monster. Wow, it's been so long since I've heard that song.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, since we're playing that, we're gonna finish up with another Cat Came Back song, but we'll come to that in a little bit. And before them was Estampida with Ale Salitai Comluya from their CD Pilgrimage to the Shrine of Saint Mary. Find them at estampida.com. We want to send out some many thanks to RenSites.com, who host our MP3 files. If you're interested in a free place to post your RenFair pictures, you can go over to RenSites.com and sign up for a free account.
Our show notes are listed every week on LiveJournal. Just go to RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com to visit the site, and you can join the community and make comments about the show.
And we would love your feedback, so please drop us a line and tell us what you like or don't like about the show, and what needs improvement, what musicians you'd like to hear on the show, what not. Let us know.
Next up is Craig O'Farrington with Grelling from Blue Upon Blue, and he's at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair.
Grayling travels where he may, picking cherries on the way, young and sweet. What a treat! Fast devours what he's found, red and luscious, ripe and round. Off he'll ride, satisfied. Grayling is my friend, you see, saves his cherry pits for me. Long I savor the bouquet, after Grayling's on his way. Knows his way about, strong the wall that keeps him out, thick or thin, he'll get in. He collects the tenderest fruit, but is loath to hoard the loot, eats today all he may. Grayling is my friend, you see, saves his cherry pits for me, long I savor the bouquet, after Grayling's on his way. Delicious stones divine, ripe for making cherry wine. Once abused, well reused. Late from limbs which Grayling spread, fruity spirits fill my head. Flavors fine, now are mine. Grayling is my friend, you see, saves his cherry pits for me. Long I savor the bouquet, after Grayling's on his way.
Spanish galleon was spotted one night. The dark lady's crew prepared. for the fight, flash of swords. No Spaniard survived, except for the maiden with dark eyes of old, found in the hall with the jewels and the gold. Lamont laughed, and he took her for ransom. And every night the Baron would drink a toast and say his to a lovely lady host. My one true love, hear, hear the crow reply, and the dark lady sighed. The girl Carlotta was a beauty quite rare. Each passing night, Lebon couldn't bear his empty bed. He brought her to it. The Baron soon found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew and his heart filled with fire. He proclaimed that they would marry. At night, the Baron drank. And said his to my lovely bride to be. My one true love, hear the crew reply, and the dark lady cried. Steered us south to the heart of the gale, where a wave swept the maiden out over the rail. Sweet revenge on an unfaithful lover. That night the lady drank a toast and said, "Here's to your lovely lady host. Your one true love." No voices reply, and the dark lady smiled. Night when a storm fills the sky, they say that a ghost ship sails in its eye. Fleet and swift is the dark lady. A ship strong and sound with a perilous crew. High on the mast the skull and the bones flew, and her captain gazes out to sea. And every night the Baron must drink a toast and say his to a lovely lady host. My one true love, hear the ghost crew replies, and the dark lady smiles.
Bilge Pumps with the Dark Lady from their CD Biggins with Brigands. They are performing at the Louisiana Renaissance Fair this weekend.
You know, there's a bunch of other great podcasts you should check out as well. For instance, there's the Celtic Music News at CelticMusicNews.com.
The Irish Music Podcast at IrishMusicPodcast.com.
and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
And there's also another crappy podcast. No, seriously, that's what it's called. It's a podcast by Alan Huffman. You might know him from such podcasts. You might know Alan Huffman from such podcasts as the Pirate Comedy Show podcast, the Rencast podcast, as well as the Regional Renaissance Reporter, and of course, most famous of all, atthefair.com, and a lot of other things. He's very, very, very busy. And Alan, I'll get that promo to you very soon. My apologies. You can find him at anothercrappypodcast.com.
Next up, we've got the Merry Wives of Windsor, who actually have an upcoming show at the Galaxy Theater in Santa Ana, California. You can find out more about that at www.mwow.net.
Mwow.
Yes, Mark. We're going to play for you The Slothful Man from Here's to the Men.
Well, I came upon the slothful man a few short years ago.
It's real. as the sun in the evening moves over the lake. The people were saying no to
Allie Benson with She Moved Through the Fair. She typically plays at the Georgia Renaissance Festival each year.
That was really, really pretty.
Isn't it, though? I love that.
If you'd like to contribute interviews, sound bites, or music, you can email me at Kristen, KRISTEN, at renaissancefestivalmusic.com with Renfest Podcast in the subject line.
And if you'd like to find out more about the artists that you heard today, you can go to renaissancefestivalmusic.com. And click on the links, buy their CDs, support the artists, and we can keep bringing this podcast with their support. So just buy some CDs and support these bands. So thank you.
We're going to close out with Mark Gunn, the Dubliners Tab the Cats, with their rendition of The Cat Came Back, only this is from the cat's side of the story. The Cat Came Back, The Cat's Perspective.
I was a crazy cat for many is the year. My years are advancing, now I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses warned me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door. Boom! I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note. Me in the river when we were afloat. I saw the rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. He gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head, I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll. Curse, splat! I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me,
so I wouldn't look around. The food processor came closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped bloodily.
Crunch.
I'm yellow,
tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives. You haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, then leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.